You're listening to Missed Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely? I am your host, Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. All right, we're back again. Episode 5, Feezy, baby. Feezy, baby. Y'all know what it is. I am the poet, Walter LeRae, and this is Missed Talks Podcast. With another episode of Zoom from a mofo room, recording out of the studio, just recording on my H4N to try to make things make sense. Make it make sense, Walter. Make it make sense. Okay. So if you stay with me, if the profanity laced tirade, which it really wasn't, because I'm never just upset. I don't get bent out of shape like that, as most people would like to think. Yeah, but at certain points in your life, you know, you just got to say, you know, fuck the dumb shit. And I'm here to keep it real with you. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. I want to make sure that you understand that I feel what the majority of the people go through, because I've went through it myself. I go through, you know, ups and downs, and even things when I say about my family, look, you can't say it. I can say it because they're my family. You know, it's a difference, because just like you, I won't dare say anything about your family because it's your family. And, you know, it's pretty much, you know, in poor taste to talk about anyone in that nature. So when I talk about my family, or if I say anything negative about my experiences with my family, it's not that I do not love my family. I definitely love my family. And that's why it bothers me so much when you're not able to work with them and build with them and certain things. But, you know, one monkey don't stop no show. You still got work to do. And it's important that you learn how to take control, take your power back, because your power, you know, your superpowers, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to you. But you have to utilize it in a way that it makes you a better person. So how do you take your power back? Well, it's taking control of your emotions. Actually, it's not getting bent out of shape and, you know, crying about certain things. And yeah, hey, look, I'm the first one to tell you that you need to have your bitch fest. You need to get it off your chest. You need to express yourself in a positive manner. I say in a positive manner, but what I'm trying to say is, like, you need to express yourself in a constructive way that allows you to get the negativity off of you without hurting anyone. Because, hey, I'm not going to promote you hurting anyone, because it's not how we go about our business. If you're going to be vindictive, if you're going to seek out vengeance, if you're going to try to make a point to hurt someone, then I do not subscribe to that, or I do not prescribe that method, because that method is only going to take you down the rabbit hole deeper and darker. And it's not, you're not going to get back to the source of creation with that type of malice in your heart. You have to let that go. And that's why I encourage all of you to have a medium where you can express yourself and get certain things off of your chest. Within myself and the things that I go through, I really don't have anyone to talk to. And that's not a bad thing, because I always feel like I can talk to God. And that's again, reverts back to alone in my thoughts. When you're alone in your thoughts, you know, reach out to him, connect to the source and say, you know, when you're asking yourself the tough questions, you know, ask God the even harder questions. You know, why? You know, it's okay to question him. I mean, every time I read my Bible, I see how Jesus had certain questions and things, you know, and, you know, a lot of people like, well, why should you question God? I'm like, why not question God? Why not ask, you know, God, what purpose is this? You know, I don't believe in just it is what it is, so it should be. But at the same time, it is what it is and it's going to be. But can we get some clarity? Right. Because God said, you know, he's not the author of confusion. So can I get some clarity of why am I dealing with this? And I've also realized that when I was dealing with certain things, it's like, man, look, I'm the one that's being nice, right? I'm the one that's putting myself in that position to get hurt, thinking that someone is going to, you know, return the love. Well, you have to be a better steward of people as well. You can't give fake people, you can't allow fake people in your inner circle and show them the kindness of your heart. What's the words I'm looking for? Like I said, this is not me trying to be perfect. This is the imperfections, and this is me just grabbing the microphone and say, hey, this is the thoughts. So if I was trying to give someone full control or full on, allow them in my inner circle, shame on me without vetting them the correct way, right? So I can't be mad at fake people if fake people hurt me because I allow them inside of my inner circle and my inner thoughts, right? They only did what they are programmed to do, and that's to get the benefit, make things benefit them. Yo, it's hard out here for a pimp, right? Positive, intellectual, motivated person, right? It's hard. Shout out to Eddie Griffin because that's what he says. But I understand at the end of the day how things transpire because I put myself in those positions, right? So when you are having your vent session and you're venting, yeah, the common denominator, man, in that equation is always you. Right. You remove yourself from this equation. Those things don't happen. Right. But it's different variables that we got to go. We have to look. There's different variables that's going to happen. So you have to be. And this is why I always say five. The number five is my number. I love number five. And I call it Feezy. Feezy is my way of saying, man, relax. It's OK. We're going to be better. We're going to be greater. You know, we're still in the process of becoming more than what we are. But we have to trust the process as well. And oftentimes we don't trust the process, right? So you vent, but you allow the vent to fester. And when you fester with your anger and your pain and your animosity, it changes and it messes the game up for you because now your judgment is clouded by all the things that people have done. You can't do it that way. Right. You can't do it like I did this and they didn't do this. And, you know, everything that I've done, every nice thing that I've done for anyone, it was my fault because I'm a nice guy. Right. So if I do it and the love is not returned, the respect is not returned. Hey, that's the freaking light bulb that should go off in your mind to say, OK, that's the red flag that I need to pay attention to. Right. See, I'm trying to get you to understand that, like, when you listen to episode one, when I said fuck this and fuck that and fuck that, what I was trying to say, hey, get it off of your chest. But if you keep going through the episodes, you understand where the tone is leading you. It's therapeutic to get certain things off of your chest if you're not being vindictive and have malice in your heart where you're trying to target person or people to hurt them. Right. That's not going to benefit you. It's not going to benefit your growth. Right. This is the growth process of a man and a woman. Growing pains. That's why they call it growing pains, because it hurt along the way. When you're growing, growth takes it hurts, man. Right. There's certain things that's going to hurt your feelings. There's certain things is going to be an attribute that you don't like. Well, those things that may come, work on them. Right. You have the opportunity to work on them when you're alone in your thoughts. Sometimes you have to separate yourself from your family and your people or your friends and so forth. But hey, again, I told you, man, this is me showing you that what's more important is you alone with your thoughts, where you can share your thoughts with someone else. Because someone to hear this and understand that, yo, this dude is not trying to be perfect. So he's showing his imperfections because I'm not in my studio. I'm not in a control environment where I'm keeping the noise out. I grab my Zoom recorder, my H4N, and I'm saying I plugged in and I'm going raw as I can possibly be without too many edits and scripts. So you're going to hear, you know, look, it's nothing is perfect in this world, but our imperfections are beautiful. Learn from them. Learn from the things that upsets you. Learn from the things that make you happy, right? I want to know what makes you happy. Learn what makes you happy. Learn what are you wanting from a person. And then, look, before you allow people into your life, vet them thoroughly, right? Pay attention to their actions. Pay attention to how they treat people, right? Because how they treat people is how they're going to treat you. Now, you're not special, and they're not always the evil being out there. I'm not trying to make bad guys out here. There's enough bad guys in the world, right? I say hello to the bad guy. But at the same time, elevate your mental game. Your mental game and your purpose of life is like the beauty of being an adult right now. It's like I don't have to be in certain situations. When I was in school, I had to deal with people in school. When I was in college, I had to deal with the people in college. When I was at work, working the 9-to-5, I have to deal with those people in that control situation. But even if you are in any of those situations, you still control you. And that's the biggest part about it. When you control you, that's your power, man. That's the power. That's the superpower, controlling your emotions, controlling your thoughts, controlling how you interact with people. And don't let them into your inner circle. Understand that you're special, right? Understand that you are powerful within, and what you have is the best thing on earth because God gave it to you, and that's your life. What you are is the best thing on earth because God gave it to you, and that is your life. It is a gift, right? So be present at all time to understand and respect the gift that God has given you. So your life is special, but we're not special individuals. Like we're not like I'm just the special one and nobody else is special but me. No, it's not like that. We're all special. Right. But I tell you that nobody is perfect because we're still learning. Nobody has all the answers, man. But seek and gather the answers. And I say work on yourself because when you know what makes you tick, when you know what gets you, you know, gets you in situations, avoid those situations, man. Like you're the playbook. You have the playbook to your life, right? But you don't operate it the correct way. So, and I get pissed off because like, oh, see, example, I'll use me an example. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I can't even get these people to work with me. Well, hey, God is showing you don't need to work with them. Does that make these people my enemy? If my brothers and I cannot work together, that doesn't make my brothers my enemy. That just make my brothers not my business partners, right? But they're still my family. Like I said, these are my brothers. I can talk. I can speak on them. You can't. I knock your ass until next week if you fuck with mine because they're my family. And even if they don't feel the same way about me, it doesn't matter, man. But that's my feeling. Those are my family. Those are my babies. Those are my loves, right? I love my people. And that within itself of a lover is always going to be painful because it's not being reciprocated the correct way. You're not getting a return on the investment. It's okay because it takes more energy to hate someone than it does to love someone. So I don't hold you in my mind. Look, nobody stays in your head rent free. I've said it several times on this podcast. Nobody stays in my head rent free. So I expel those things I don't benefit from it. I don't benefit from the fact that I'm upset with you. I don't benefit. All that does is giving me a little bit of stress and anxiety and frustration because I'm not able to, you know, move the way that I would love to move. Not paying attention to the red flags is also asinine, right? Because it's not going to get any better. You knew what it was in the beginning, so you can't change that. It's not going to be, you know, you can't change it, man. As much as you want to, oh, well, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And as much as this grand scheme is in your mind, and when I say that it's in your mind, it's because God is giving you the gift to see how these things can play out. But if they don't play out because certain people are not working in that order, then you have to be intelligent enough to understand. I got to peep that. No, I got to peep that because see, that's nothing but heartache right here. right? See, that's starting to take control. Take your power back. I actually like the Zoom in the room because, man, it's just like I'm free to just spit game to you. You know what I mean? And that's the important thing, man. I had to get back to basics, right? The basis is me, right? I hope you enjoy hearing what I'm saying to you. And those are the basics that I want to believe in. And I want to keep those things going for you. And I think I may continue this series of Zoom in the room because, you know, nothing is perfect. You know, I'm going to keep beating that down in your head. And I want you to understand you're trying to be perfect for the wrong reasons, man. If you're going to be perfect, only be perfect for God. Don't try to be perfect for man or woman, because what you're going to do is you're going to get exposed to the nastiness of this world, right? Because people have their own thoughts and their own, you know, inspirations and aspirations, and you can't fault them for that. You can't fault them for it. On the other hand, I'm a team player. You want to do this? Oh, I'm a team player. You want to do that? I'm a team player. You know, what do you need me to do, coach? Put me in. And a lot of people, what I feel like everyone should be like that. No, it's not like that. And when you understand that it's not going to be that way, then you'll save yourself a lot more headache and heartache, right? Because just because you are certain aspects and you understand the how things move, it doesn't mean that they're going to understand and they're going to play the way that you play. Because newsflash, everybody is playing the game to win, even if they're not playing it the correct way. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to shine, but not everyone wants to grind. All right. And I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. I'm not afraid to be like, yo, whatever you need me to do, I can do it. Just put me in and give me my assignment and let me do my work. And whatever needs to be done in overtime, I'm here for it. I'm for the smoke. Excuse me. I'm for the smoke. I'm for it all. You know what I mean? Because that's just me. Not being afraid of hard work builds character. And when you build character and you start to realize it, yo, man, I'm having these thoughts about the people that I love, and it's unhealthy, man. Look, I say that, and I was like, oh, I can be like, oh, everything is fine, and yeah, everything is cool, and in the back of my mind, be like, I can't fucking stand these niggas, you know. At least I'm smart enough to realize that even if my disdain for certain things that may go down with my family or my friends, it doesn't mean that I have enemies. These cats are not my enemies. These cats don't give a fuck about me not liking them. They don't give a fuck about me not liking them. And that's a beautiful thing, because it's not personal, right? You just realize that we don't flow the same way. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely not one thing wrong with the way people flow. You just got to respect that, man. I respect my brothers. I love my brothers. I respect my friend. I love my friend. Because these cats don't flow with me does not mean that these are my enemies. Now, if you step across the threshold or step across the line of no return, we're going to move furniture, you know, and you're dealing with titans. You're dealing with alphas as well. Yo, I respect that. And I'm saying that to you because I want you to understand that just because people are not supporting you or not on your team does not mean that they're your enemy. That means that they don't fuck with you that way. And the quicker that you come to realize that, the better your life is going to be. Now, what that also means that you need to not fuck with them. Right? Because, see, I don't deal with fake people. If you're not really for me, then I don't really fuck with you. That doesn't mean, oh, Walter is your enemy. No, that just means that the poet realized that I'm deeper than the rhyme, and we don't fuck with each other. My time is valuable, man. Your time is valuable because it's something that, you know, once it passes, you don't get it back. Right. So everything that you have, you want to get an investment, a return on your investment, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whatever, your love, your affection, whatever it may be, it has to come back to you, man. I promise you that. It has to come back to you because you are worthy. And you're gonna hear that more times than not. You'll be like, oh, this dude sound like Wayne's World. I'm not worthy, right? But at the end of the day, you are worthy. And you need to be around people who get you. It's important, man. It may be one person. Don't you know? It doesn't. That's why I told you. I said, my circle is so small, it's a dot. It may be one person that fuck with you, right? That's what you need. That's what you need to get into your head. It's not going to be like the Little Rascals. In my head, man, I was always like, man, the Little Rascals. I'm a big fan of the Little Rascals, right? The old television show, right? Spanky, Alfalfa, Buckwheat. So, you know, every time, man, every time they was in some fucking mischief, but they was together. And I was like, what if you had that and they were actually doing the right thing? That's the beauty of teamwork. And that's all I'm about. I'm a team player. I want to see my people win, but they don't always want to see me win. And what used to hurt my feelings is the realization. It's like, yo, bro, that don't make you my enemy. That just means that you're a fucking bad person, right? Why don't you want to see the poet win? What's important for you to stand to not support me? Those questions I don't give thought to anymore. I say it to the podcast because I say it because those are the questions that I used to have, right? And I'm real, and I want y'all to understand these are real thoughts, real emotions. What is it that make you feel the way that you feel about me when I know that if you needed me, I'm going to be there? I'm not a flaker. If I give you my word and my word is my bond, I'm going to be there, right? But at the same time, this is Feezy, episode 5, Zoom in the motherfucking room. So I have to tell you the truth. The truth to take your power back is you. You have to stop looking outward and start looking inward, right? And stop depleting yourself of your superpower. You only give to those who are worthy. And they have to show. They got to show that they're worthy. They got to prove they can handle what you give them. And if they're not going to show you that they appreciate you, they're not going to show you that they got love for you and respect for you, yo, get away from them. See, the whole thing about me is like, man, I'm not an actor, right? I told you, if I wanted to be famous, I wouldn't have had a podcast, because I would have been an actor and be like, yo, I act like I like you. I can't, if I don't fool with you, I don't fool with you. I have no poker face, right? I have no poker face. You can look at me and tell me this cat really don't like me. And I'm like, yeah, I don't fuck with you, because I don't have any poker face, right? That's why I don't pay poker. I don't play poker, right? Because I have no poker face. Even if I had shades on, you'd be like, this dude is burning my soul. He's searing me by looking at me, and I can't even see his eyes, but the shades, it's like Cyclops, right? From the X-Men. I'm shooting laser beams at you. Because if I don't fool with you like that, I don't fool with you like that. My apologies. I'm adjusting the mic. You know, this is imperfections, man. Get with it, right? Get the message. Don't worry about the package that it's in. Just get the motherfucking message for what it is. And that's another thing. A lot of us are too busy thinking that the package need to be wrapped up in a pretty bow, and not understanding that what's the explaining or expressing or accepting the fucking gift that's in the box. Because that's what you are. And that's why people try to box you in. And that's the importance of learning how to pivot. You're the gift in the box, right? But the box doesn't fit you. So you got to learn how to pivot away from it. Taking control of your power is controlling your emotions and your thought process to know that these people that are not with you are not your enemy. They're not your enemy, man. You give them too much power in making them your enemy. They're not. Now, it just means that we don't fuck with each other. So if you learn how to put these in perspectives, these things in perspectives, you'll be a better person, man. I'm telling you. Because if you make them your enemy, you're voluntarily giving your power over to people who are just people, man. Like, you're just a person. What makes these fake people demonic is the fact that they don't choose to change who they are. That doesn't mean that you have to exercise those demons. The demons that you have to exercise, you got to get your shit together. You got to get you right. Your mental game got to be right. So you can't make people boogeymans. You got to be like, yo, we just don't fuck with each other. And that's cool. You don't want to see me win. That's cool. But with that, is that going to stop you from winning? It only stops you from winning when you stop and focus on them. It only stops you from winning when you stop to focus on them. And then you're in a fucking limbo. And you're concerned about this, you're concerned about that, because that's what the enemy, the entities that you can't see, want you to focus on. Yeah, focus on this, because that takes you away from your goal. That's why I haven't recorded the podcast. I was like, yo, man, I don't want to speak ill will of people, but I need to say the real. And it may seem ill will, but it's not. Because I don't have a bone. I don't have a beef with anybody. You niggas ain't important to me like that. When I say I stomp your motherfucking ass in the dirt, nigga, that's for real. That's the truth. I don't give a fuck about, look, that's, yo, I'm always going to be on my square circle, baby. And I can back my shit up. But that doesn't mean that you're my enemy. Nigga, you ain't that important to be my enemy. You may be an opposition. You may be an obstacle that I need to overcome, but you're not my enemy. And that is taking my power back and be like, yo, I need all this superpower to boss up and do some super fly shit. Because that's, at the end of the day, I still got my job. I still got to handle my business. So you can't focus on these people as your enemies or these people who don't want you to win. Man, look, these people are in their own lives and they got their own problems. It's not for you to figure out what's going on with them. It's not for you to figure out why they don't support you. You have to process information faster, quicker, smarter, right? You have to process this information to put yourself in a position to regain your control. Control your emotions, control your thoughts, control your mind, and then free yourself from this. That's why Feezy is important. It's Feezy, baby. It's relax. You relax, you understand that there's a process that you have to go through, and you don't share your inner thoughts with these people. And that's the thing. People are like, oh, so you don't fool with these people? No, because we're not equally yoked, right? We're not on the same plan. So I'm not going to step down to your level or even step up to your level, because you may be ahead of me. I'm not going to say that I'm so much farther than you. Dude, I'm not that crass and thinking that I'm so much ahead of you spiritually that you're not on my level. No, I may not be on your level. But from a distance, from what I see, I don't want to be on your level, because I know who I am. Right. I know that I will give you the shirt off on my back. I will give you my last. I will be there in a time of need. I know who I am. And that's the shit that I can take to the bank. That's what I can bank on, because that is building my character and knowing that I am for right and not for wrong. You get what I'm saying? So when you categorize people as fake people, you're putting people in positions where you're like, yo, you're just not my person. I don't get down with people like you. That doesn't mean that we're enemies. That doesn't mean that you're my sworn foe or my sworn enemy and you know, you're the bane of my existence. No. You know, if I'm Batman, you don't have to be Joker. It just means that you're opposition, right? And you deal with it accordingly, because, look, you focus too much time on people, you're going to lose yourself. Don't do it. You're better than that. All right, man. So, look, Let's recap for a second. It's Feezy, baby. Feezy, baby, is being relaxed. It's taking control over your emotions, taking your power back. Everyone is not your enemy. If they're not with you, does not mean that they're your opposition. It just means that they are not rocking with you. You cannot be sourpuss and create a boogeyman just so you can be like, I show you. No, you don't have to show them anything. Prove everything to yourself and prove everything to God. Remember, we're trying to get back to source creation. We're not trying to prove anything to anyone. You do not need a reason, a negative reason to succeed. You only need positive energy, and you feed off of positive energy. You don't have to feed off. You don't have to create a nightmare scenario. You don't need to do that. All you need to do is do your job. Is complete your task. You set short-term goals, complete those. Long-term goals, complete those. Present time, complete them. Past, learn from the mistakes that you made, right? Hindsight, foresight. Hindsight is 20/20, foresight is 100, right? And when you understand those, the difference between the two, like, I've been down this road, I know where it's headed, I'm headed to. I don't want to go down this road again. You graduate. And let me tell you something, man. If you can graduate from your emotions, oh my gosh, bro. It's so much easier, man, because the enemy cannot use your anger, your contentment, your animosity. He cannot use those things to fester in you just to, you know, keep you in the box and hold you back. Because I love my brothers, man. I love my friend. I love my brothers. I love everyone. And that doesn't mean that I'm you know, going to fuck with everyone, because I just don't like to be around people like that. But I don't hold any animosity towards anyone. I love my people. Now, if they call me and, you know, they have a problem, it depends on if I'm available to listen to their problems. You know, but I don't deal in problems. I deal with solutions. And I've always been like that. Because everybody got problems, but nobody is very seldom few that you're going to see people with solutions. Problems is the shit that you want to bitch about. Solutions is the shit that you ain't going to bitch about. And I ain't bitching about none of this shit. I deal with this solution. And that's what's going to be best for all of us, is when we start to deal, when we start to live like that and realize that, you know, time is ticking away, man. It's just ticking away. And we waste so much time being mad. We waste so much time being hurt in our feelings. We waste so much time not loving each other. And that within itself is the greatest mistake that we've made, is not taking time enough to love each other. So I hope someone understands the message, but I definitely appreciate you being here. Y'all know what it is. Smith's Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with the poet Walter LeRae. Thank you for listening. Play the theme. Thank you for listening to Smith's Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely. If you would like to support us in any kind of way, feel free to purchase our merch. We have the Faith T-shirt. We also have I'm on a Bitch Diet. My circle is so small, it's a dot. You know what it is. Support. Show love. God bless. Peace out.